The University of Connecticut men's basketball team has won its second national championship in six seasons, beating Georgia Tech 82-73 in San Antonio. Last night's game was not nearly as close as the final score indicated. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
A flat championship game, was it?
Well, it was a flat championship game for Georgia Tech, unfortunately. I think they just ran out of gas. They had played five very close games just to get to the game, to the final. They won their last three on their last possession Saturday, beating Oklahoma State at the buzzer. And Connecticut had only one tough game, the Duke game on Saturday in the tournament, and was the better, more talented team and was the best team and very deserving of the championship. We're used to these championships being decided at the buzzer, but not at the buzzer that ends the first half. And that's really what happened last night. UConn hit a shot to go up 15, and you kind of knew the game was over.
Two titles in six seasons. Where does that put UConn coach Jim Calhoun?
Well, amazingly, Bob, the Hall of Fame announced its class for 2004 yesterday, ironically, and Jim Calhoun, who was a finalist, did not get in. But last night, he got into the Hall of Fame. You win two national championships, and you're a Hall of Famer. And Jim Calhoun now has won two titles, and I will be shocked if he's not in the Hall of Fame a year from now.
And as you said, Saturday's semifinals were completely different than the final. Both games decided at the wire.
Yeah, they were both terrifically competitive games. Will Bynum made a shot to get Georgia Tech past Oklahoma State. And Connecticut had to rally from 8 points down in the last 3.5 minutes to beat Duke. You don't usually see Duke and Mike Krzyzewski lose a lead like that at the end. But Emeka Okafor, who was the outstanding player of the tournament, their Connecticut's junior, who was actually a true student-athlete, Bob, 3.8 GPA in finance, and he'll graduate in 3 years, was just superb down the stretch, refused to lose the game, and that's why Connecticut got by that game and won the national title.
A lot of talk about the officiating in the Duke-Connecticut game.
Worst officiated Final Four game in the consensus of everyone here, ever. Because the officials didn't let the players play basketball. They called every touch foul that there was. They got all of the big men on both teams into foul trouble. It was, Bob, it was like they were refereeing the coaches. Jim Calhoun would complain, they'd call a foul on Duke. Krzyzewski would complain, they'd call a foul on Connecticut. And it was a shame with all those great players on the court to see the game lurch along until the very end.
UConn only starts one senior. Do they start next season as favorites to repeat?
Well, college basketball being what it is, Bob, no, because Okafor will leave with a degree after his junior year. Ben Gordon, their star guard, will leave after his junior year. Charlie Villanueva, their freshman, who didn't score a point last night, may even leave. He may need to go to the NBA to get more playing time. So, no, they won't be the favorites next year. Now, their women may be the favorites next year because they're going to play tonight for the national championship against Tennessee, and Connecticut may have a chance to pull an unprecedented double by winning both the men's and women's championship. And if the women win tonight, that's three straight national championships for them. So quite a thing going on in basketball in the little state of Connecticut.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.